Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Hey, all you Holly weirdos. We're hoping that you're having a wonderful and fantastic spooky Yuletide. You know that we're going to continue to summon the holiday spirit because we're still going to carry this tradition along with all of our haunted peeps in the spooky community of sharing ghost stories, which is a lost tradition of Christmas to begin with. So you know how we do. We decided to go ahead and compile a little mini-sode episode, an extra gift to our dear listeners, our dear Holly weirdos, as we're still working on part two of the Return to the Queen Mary. Yes, in part two of that episode that will be released the following week, you'll get to hear both Bryce and myself partake in an Estes session in the rope deck of the ship. And if you're a Patreon member, you'll be able to see it, because we are going to be receiving that video very, very soon. Well, in today's episode, friends, you'll be following myself and our dear, dear, dear friend, our BFF, our favorite person, Ansley of Spooky Foodie. If you love food and ghost stories and you like meshing those two together into one haunted amoosh boosh, then you definitely want to follow her on Instagram and TikTok at Spooky Foodie. She does a fantastic job walking you and taking you to some pretty haunted places, specifically haunted restaurants, and sharing some ghost stories over their pretty popular meals and cocktails. Well, our homegirl decided to invite yours truly to partake in a haunted Whittier ghost walking tour within Whittier's Historical Society Museum. And if you don't know anything about Whittier, then what are you doing? Whittier is a fantastic historical city within the Los Angeles County. They're famous for their orange orchards and their blue diamond walnuts, but the city was actually established in 1898 and holds a slew of stories, history, and also haunted history. But here's the thing, whenever we think about ghost stories connected to Los Angeles, we don't often think of what's beyond the Hollywood sign. And there's so many amazing cities and places that hold so much history and so many ghost stories that are often overlooked. Whittier is definitely one of the cities that are overlooked, but let me give other cities their flowers. You have the city of Long Beach. Hello, this is the mother of the Queen Mary. This is where she's docked. And of course, we can't forget about Pasadena. We can't forget about the city of San Fernando. We definitely cannot forget about Lakewood, Buena Park, Fullerton, Yorba Linda, and so much more. Riverside and Santa Ana, along with Irvine, we see you out there. But on today's episode, we're going to fixate more on Whittier and one particular location that our friend Ansley just so happened to invite me to, because Bryce was unfortunately out of town. He's in his haunted motherland of Ohio, but she invited me to partake in a haunted Whittier ghost tour. Whittier is so haunted that it has its own haunted Whittier tour group, and this group takes you all over Whittier to many places that have so many ghost stories. And it just so happens that this little museum, the Whittier Historical Society Museum, is the epicenter of a lot of its haunts. And here's why. They hold a ton of history, physical history. We're talking about objects, even structures, parts of churches and houses, and no joke, gravestones. There's even a plane in this one museum. I mean, you have to go see it. Well, it just turned out that the Haunted Whittier Tours was test driving a new tour within that museum. And it was their Haunted Whittier Museum ghost tour that was going to be led by their leader, Jacob, and it was going to be led by candlelight. It was going to take you through certain sections of the museum, and each section of the museum had different objects, different structures that had been connected to different ghost stories. And while we were taking this tour, weird things were happening. And that was the coolest thing about this tour, because Jacob even warned you that the further you go down in this tour, the more weirder things get. And they were just amping up in the very beginning. But as we approach, I want to say the second to last stop of this tour, we stopped in this room that was set up like an old schoolhouse. And in the middle of Jacob sharing a ghost story connected to that room, the lights of the room all of a sudden turned on and off by themselves several times. Many people thought that it was connected to the sensors, but then Ansley and I found out after the tour through one of the volunteers that the sensors and the lights were actually shut off. They were set to the off mode. So for those lights to come on by themselves is definitely unexplainable, but it just so happens that this is actually a common occurrence that happens within the museum. But oh, that's not all. There was this other room too before we went to the schoolhouse where it was kind of set up like a church. And Whittier used to be the place where they held a reform school. This was a school for boys and girls who did some pretty bad things. Let me tell you about one of the kids that actually attended this school, Sanford Clark. If you don't know this name, then let me refresh your memory. Wineville chicken coop murders. Yeah, so Sanford Clark is one of the most notable inmates of the California State Reform School in Whittier. He was later known as Fred C. Nils. And in 1929, Sanford Clark was arrested alongside his uncle, Gordon Northcock, for the notorious 1929 Wineville chicken coop murders in Riverside County, California. And Gordon Northcott was likely responsible for the brutal torture and murder of possibly 20 boys. And of course, he was charged and tried for only three. If you ever seen the movie The Changeling with Angelina Jolie, that pretty much goes in great detail about that case and the murders, of course. But while we were in this room, we were sitting down listening to a ghost story that Jacob was sharing, and there is a doorframe entrance on Jacob's left, and we saw what looked like a face or a person. It looked like a lit face or a person walk past that door. We thought it was one of the volunteers, but it turned out that he was in a different area. And it was definitely unexplainable. Like, it was so quick. And this is another occurrence that also takes place within this museum. But the activity just seemed to develop more and more the further we went down into the different rooms that held a lot of items that had what seemed to be a lot of energy connected to it. So after the tour, Angela and I just kind of like recollected our thoughts over some s'more hot chocolate that was being served out of this beautiful, cute little Volkswagen van, because this is so smart of them. The museum has a connection with this one particular traveling coffee shop, and they made these delicious s'more hot cocoa. And you know that myself and Ansley were going to inhale it. So we ended up talking to one of the volunteers, the main volunteer of the museum, along with the head of the museum. They gave us access. They gave us full access for only 30 minutes to go in and do a quick investigation, because if you know me, haunted tour, I lug a couple of simple equipment tools that I'm going to use if I'm going to do a little impromptu investigation. So they gave us access by ourselves within the structure for 30 minutes. Ansley and myself hit three areas that were, in our opinion, very active. The room with the gravestones, because I felt very, very heavy presence in that room. At one point, before I turned around to even recognize what this room was, I felt like someone was behind me. I almost felt like someone was tapping my shoulder. So I just felt like there was something in that room. Also, the room with the items from the California Reform School, and of course, the schoolhouse. And we didn't get much during our EVP sessions. We got a couple of unusual spikes in temperature and, of course, on the EDI. But it wasn't until we sat down with Nicholas that you'll hear in this nice little mini-sode, this little interview that we felt that this place definitely had a lot more stories to tell. And Nicholas was definitely the one to tell a great deal of them, along with his experiences. Because you see, Nicholas is one of their leading researchers. He does spend a lot of hours researching and documenting and also going through items that have been donated to this museum. But if you remember in our last episode with Return to the Queen Mary, with our dear friend Becca Knight, who is the head investigator of the Queen Mary, it's almost as though a lot of these individuals who research and work within a location like this, a location that has and holds a lot of history and haunted history, it seems that that location has a life of its own. And it definitely communicates with those who are there to help preserve it and protect it, Nicholas definitely being one of them. And you'll hear it in the episode that he feels more of a kinship and a connection to this building, almost as though whatever's in this building is keeping it alive. And towards the end of our interview, just to give you a pretty spooky preview, we had to end it because Nicholas really got this feeling that something was in this room with us and it was its time to take over this location and it wanted us out. But you'll hear towards the end, I will forewarn you that we had to bleep out a specific name of a creator that investigated this location a while ago that disrespected this location and its volunteers, just to kind of sum it up. But out of respect, we just don't want to display their name, but it just lends to what we always are striving for in this podcast: ethics. Whenever we investigate or learn anything about a haunted location, ethics and accuracy are key. Okay, now it's time for the interview. You already know the drill. Grab your selenite, sprinkle that circle of salt. If you don't have salt and that salt lamp is still sitting on your bookshelf, then grab it. Give it a big hug because we're going to get Holly Weird in Whittier, California with the Whittier Historical Society Museum. So let's get Holly Weird in Whittier, y'all.
My name is Nicholas Edmire. That's it. I'm the curator. Just call me Nick.
We're here in the Whittier Historical Society Museum. We were just led on a fantastic ghost story tour, and Ansley and I are given permission to investigate a quick investigation here. But Nick is going to share some of his crazy ghost stories connected to this museum. So Nick, take it away.
Sure. And also on another note, if you ever want to do like a full investigation, I'm happy to make that arrangement for you guys.
Oh yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
We're all tired, but like, let's rest up and then we'll, yeah.
Yeah, we'll come back. We'll come back. We would love to have you. Yeah.
Okay, man. Well, we can definitely do that in the future. That's it. All right. So, well, first off, I've been here for over 9 years now, so I'm pretty much one of the longest-lasting employee that's been here for quite a while. And I always have the habit of being the last one every day to close up. No matter what hour, I'm always the last one. And a lot of that's due to being control freak, mostly. That's they have to make sure everything's in order. I know how I leave it.
Yeah,
they're very
right.
Impulsive. I'm not afraid to admit that.
You have time. A system. You
exactly.
Have a routine. Yeah.
I have a system. I know how it is. I know how
right.
I leave it. I leave it the way I want, expect to come back to it. Which doesn't mean there aren't things here I can't explain happen and why.
Right.
The very first time something happened, actually it was before I was an employee. It was when I was an intern here from Whittier College. So I've been here as an intern, a volunteer, board member, to the full-time employee. So I've been here through a great deal of change throughout my life here in the museum. The very first time something odd started happening was when I started spending late hours here doing my my thesis for college, for graduation.
Been there, dude.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah, so it's, all right, so you know you can see, you know there's long sleepless nights.
Yeah.
And mine was spent here, literally.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
college is scary enough.
Yeah,
yeah, seriously.
Yeah, honestly, with plenty of humility being said, within a short amount of time, I earned a great deal of credit to have keys to this place and let myself in and out very early in my time.
Mm-hmm.
I say it with utmost humility, and not to brag in any way.
Right.
Yeah, and so I made a habit of being here very late at night because my research was on Whittier. And see, incidentally, it was on the old cemetery in the headstones.
Oh, yeah.
And see, because at the time, we had a couple hundreds of stones piled up in our backyard.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, we don't anymore. That's another fun story for another day.
Wow.
Yeah. So the ones you see in you saw in the tour, those are the last ones we have because they're small. Other ones were huge.
Damn.
I mean huge. I mean bigger than this desk.
Oh my God. I mean, that's...
In your backyard?
Yep.
Go big or go home, man.
You can find photos online.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So like I said, I'm in the habit of being here late at night, going through documents, sorting through, you name it. I was here just killing myself with research. And sure, I could say maybe it was being tired, maybe it was, one too many doses of caffeine.
Right.
Which I will humbly say, I don't even believe it. But let's see, the very first night something happened here, first thing I hear is in the front room. And the first thing I hear is shuffling. See, if you know, remember on the front ground there, it's not smooth.
No, it's not.
It's very rough. So one thing I hear is like, hopefully this floor is good to hear.
Oh, no.
But much rougher and louder. And that's in the office of my side, from the side right here, all the way there. And it's just me here late at night after midnight. It's probably about 2 in the morning by that point for me. Maybe a little bit later, because I lost track of time. But constantly I would hear back and forth, like someone shuffling up and down that one space of Main Street.
May I ask, did it sound like it had weight, or was it like a shuffling, like a little child shuffling back and forth?
That's a good question. Let's see. Oh, no one's actually thoroughly asked me that one. Good job. Okay, I faith in you now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. If I had to describe it, no, it would sound like it has weight. It would sound like something heavy swishing, like a grown person, like... Oh, again, the floor doesn't do me justice here, but...
Oh.
Whoa.
That had weight, yeah.
Yeah. It's loud. I could try demonstrating for you the other room before you leave.
Mm-hmm.
But it's... I'm thinking maybe I'm just hearing echoes from outside, because you probably notice it outside sometimes echoes from the noise.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been here by that point about over 2 years. Well, let's see, and I know the sounds this building makes. I can tell you every inch of what echoes, what breathes, what wind comes through.
I'm going to put a timeout, Nick. Okay. The more you're telling your story, the more the temperature is dropping in this room.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
It went from 68.7 and now it's at 66.9. Yeah. So,
okay, I'm also going to be honest with you, I can't feel the cold temperature in this place at all.
I can right now.
I can too.
My legs are freezing.
I don't know if I'm German, but I don't generate cold.
Yeah.
That's it.
You're a warm guy.
Yeah, you're pretty warm.
Maybe that's being German, but I remember cold climates. Okay, so like I said, at first I'm like, they can't be right. There's nothing else here. So I go and peek around. Nobody. Okay. But you're getting tired. Just start wrapping. Maybe let's just start wrapping up. I changed my mind about that quickly. So I go back to work. I start hearing it again. Shuffle, 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 shuffle.
It keeps changing as you're talking about this story.
Yes, I know. I tell the story all the time, okay? I know. I talk to the building, okay? I will admit, I talk to the building.
You have rapport.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I hear it. After the third time... I said, I think, okay, I'm going to try to look, see if I see anything on the camera in the opposite office.
Mm-hmm.
I go there, I see nothing, don't hear anything anymore. Like, oh God, I must be losing it now.
Right.
Right, but when I hear it again, I run back to the office with the camera. And then the camera, facing the front door, I swear there's a face.
No.
Stop.
Didn't we just see a face earlier?
We saw that figure. You were not over there. You were not close to it. We saw a figure walk across the doorway over there.
It was weird. Three of us saw it. Yeah.
And see, honestly, you know the features of what makes a face, right?
Yeah.
You know, the shape of a head, like sockets, like shadowing.
Yeah.
On,
yeah.
And it looked male. I assume it looked male. But it's only the features. Like you're just being the mold or draw a casting of a face.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, wait, no, 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 no. Wait, no, wake up. And I'm just like, oh, come on, come on. You're tired.
You're tired.
You're
yeah.
tired. Okay. Like,
at,
yeah.
At this point, I'm thinking, okay.
Sleep deprived.
At this point, I think, okay, maybe you've had enough. Like, maybe it's time to call quits after all. And I'm getting closer, thinking, okay, maybe I'll stop. And then, as I'm like thinking about painting your weight, the bell rings.
No.
That bell.
Ansley, go take a look at that bell. How aggressive is that bell?
And I don't care how many times I tell the story to people and they think, okay, yeah, but I will never forget the first sound that bell made. And you can try pulling that lever. You can see. Yep.
Pull it. Yeah, let's do it.
Try pulling it.
So this is the bell he's talking about.
Try pulling it.
That went off by itself. Let me see how much force it is to pull. You need to pull that thing.
See, here's the thing. See, again, I've been here for years, so I know even the bell, what it means to pull it, to hit it. It doesn't sound like that.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like someone's, like it's a tap on the iron.
Mm.
It goes off two or three times in a row. And at that point, I'm not going to sugarcoat you. I admit, I'm scared. I'm thinking, I don't know if I'm losing it or is this real? I don't get it, but I'm done. Okay, I admit, I'm done. I'm going home. I'm done. I just bolt. I leave. I don't think I pack up all my stuff. I get the fuck out of there. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to.
No, it's okay. You're fine. Okay, you're fine.
But I leave. I leave. I don't think I even set the alarm properly.
Yeah.
But that happened all within less than an hour's time. All that was in like less than an hour altogether.
What time was that? Do you remember? Like, or maybe ballpark 2 to 3, 1 to 2.
I know for sure. It was definitely after midnight. I want to say
it's
after
cold right
after
here.
2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
It's cold right here.
Yeah, it dropped to 66.5 now. Yeah. That is, and how long had you been working here when you finally had this experience?
Okay, by that point, I think I'd been here for about 2 years.
Wow.
But yeah, because I was still intern at the time. I wasn't an employee yet.
Yeah.
But like I said, I had won some kind of early privilege to have keys in advance to let myself in to do research.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But that was like the worst it had ever been.
Yeah.
After that, I didn't stay too late anymore for a while.
Do you think that they were letting you know at this point, okay, you're here, you're part of the family,
yeah,
this is an initiation, or mm-hmm, hey, you've been here way too long. It is our, it's our time. It's our space. Leave. Like, did you get that feeling?
It felt like that.
Yes.
I was telling Ansi just after this last tour, I kind of had a little bit of an epiphany.
Yeah.
Because even after being hired, I still notice things happening. One, of course, is the piano.
This piano?
Right.
So what happens with this piano here?
Like to the Jacob's tour, sometimes it'll play.
Now, is it a couple of people?
No, motorcycle. Never mind.
Motorcycle. Is it a couple of keys or is it a song?
Let's see. If I were to say it's... Let's see if I remember.
So it's something like that.
It's a very light tap. Everything happens when I'm the very last one here.
Damn.
And just be quiet for a second.
Okay.
Can you just see how still the whole everything feels? You can literally hear something drop from the whole side of the building from here.
Mm-hmm.
And it will carry the sound all the way. So I know every sound that happens in this building. I don't care how many people say that's not right or whatever, but
Nick,
those are real.
I noticed that in the tour, the light came on. Now, someone made a comment that there is the camera. Could it be motion?
The camera, this is not equipped to the lights at all.
Okay.
No, that's not equipped for lighting. And actually, if you notice, I turned the motions. I pointed them, showed them. The light was on off. The sensor is completely off.
So right. The sensors were off.
Yeah,
you can confirm.
All set to off.
Right.
So
and the same thing actually happened on the second tour in another room in my office.
So the light literally turned on by itself.
Because we pressed the button and it was like you have to press it.
Especially even when it's off. is that you have to physically press it.
So it wasn't censored. And no. The sense and yes, and yeah, they do have sensors, but the sensors were off, so now we debunked it.
You have to physically press it.
Damn.
And the same thing happened in the second tour.
That was crazy. I've never seen something like it. You said Whittier College, and the lights all turned on by themselves in here.
Yeah. Also, I mentioned, I believe I had a bit of an epiphany. Let's say just at the end of the last tour.
Right.
Because every time something starts happening is when I'm the last one, for one. It's late. I'm trying to do last minute things. And I was just joking when I said it to the other guy that, it's like the building's telling me, okay, you've had enough, go home for the day.
Yeah.
And I thought,
And I'm wondering if something is going to happen because you're here late with us. We're here late and...
Yeah, it's okay. And actually, I want to tell you guys another story.
Perfect. Yeah,
bro. Okay, so like I said, you were not the first people I've talked to about ghost adventures here. About people investigating here.
The light just turned blue.
Well, he moved. Yeah. So was Ghost Adventures here?
Well, no. I made that as a term.
Okay.
There was a group that came in called the...
Okay.
Yes, they have a YouTube channel. All
right.
Okay. They came in. They wanted to investigate. Okay. So I thought, all right, sure. Why not? So you get that every so often. Mainly because they just gave a big donation for the museum to use the space.
Okay.
All right. So fair. I say so. First of all, I have rules when people try to investigate.
Right.
Thank God.
Okay. Yeah. Say,
no,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, okay. One, you don't bring ritual stuff in.
Correct.
Thank you.
You don't use Ouija boards.
Thank you.
You see, if you try calling out something, you do not ask for something that is not human.
Correct. Yeah.
No, fair. That's right. What happened. That's what happened at the Los Angeles Police Museum. Yeah. People abuse their services and
And see, and here's the thing. And we're in this. It happened here in the classroom.
Oh no.
Okay, so here's all right. So they're doing the spirit box. They're asking questions. See who replies. And first of all, I didn't like these people after the first couple of their first hour.
Right.
Because first of all, they didn't probably do the research or anything. They're just going kind of blind. They act professional and all that. You can see the episode online, honestly.
Oh,
go to YouTube, Paranormalist Whittier Museum. And honestly, it's kind of like the moment that puts me in my shame on YouTube because the way I reacted.
We've had a resurgence coming out of this whole YouTube paranormal world and it's messing it up. It's messing up a lot of things for us serious investigators, yes.
So we're sitting here. They're at the spirit box. They're asking, let's see, is there anything here that's not human?
No.
You can see it in the video when you look at me, if you watch it, see just the way, but it's like, this. Okay, so I'm going to ask you the full way how it's felt for me.
Yeah.
Let's see, because, again, I know, I have my fair share of knowing how things research works. And
oh,
I know, in other rules, you do not call out something that is not human.
No.
And say, but here's the thing about that.
It's just not interesting.
Right.
It's just a cop out.
All of a sudden, I feel like this shooting goes up my back. Like, this, like, just alert adrenaline that's like, no. It's like, it's something inside, like, something that's like screaming, stop. All of a sudden, it's like something throws me forward, just like, to slam my hand to say, shut up, stop.
Yeah.
And you don't seem
that kind of person who's just going to be like, shut up.
So honestly, it's like, I'm not a confrontational person. I admit that. I am not.
No,
I said, unfortunately, me being nice is what's going to kill me in life. I admit that.
Right.
But it's like that first moment you feel, it's like you feel a certain defense. Like you need to protect, defend, you see, because something that's an enemy coming. And in this case, it was that. So again, you can watch it there. I think they kind of exploit it a little bit. Honestly, it's what's got me labeled as the creepy caretaker of the place.
You're not creepy caretaker. Is that what they called you?
Never read comments.
No.
Oh. Never read YouTube comments.
That's upsetting.
No, this is very upsetting. It's we've been told about many problematic YouTubers. It's one of the things why people ask me, why don't you have a YouTube? I'm like, there's a reason. There's a reason.
Right.
And for me, because I'm starting my own YouTube, I feel like my videos aren't interesting enough because I'm not saying that places have demons.
Right.
But
also, what pissed me off most because, one of their guys, he faked being possessed by something during the event.
Oh.
And what happened, and afterwards, we called it quits afterwards because they knew he was faking it. But when they published the video, they still used it, even after promising me they wouldn't do it.
I just want to let you know, we are so grateful for you to offer us to investigate here.
Yeah.
And we would never do something like that.
Ever. There's ethics. Yeah. There's...
Also, it's just disrespectful. Yeah. It's not interesting. It's. I think the pendulum is going to swing back to the point where, like, that kind of shit is going to be, like, boring. But
yeah.
I don't condone that at all.
No, that's not the way to go. And, I mean, I'm sure that whatever at that time was here was, like, alerting you. Hey, can you make them stop? Because we don't want that here. It's. I'm sure whatever. I feel we both sense it's something here that's connected to the land, to the area, and also to many things. And they're very protective. So,
I mean, Jason had that epiphany after. It's like, even the building's telling me, okay, you're done working for today. Finally go home.
Oh, God.
They say, take care of yourself for a change, because I'm the workaholic type. I'll be here forever just doing something and not know any better.
You know, it's so funny that you say the building is telling me, because when I was investigating the Queen Mary with the two in-house historians...
Uh-huh.
They have been there so long and connected so much with the ship to where... Every time they enter the ship, they're like, she's sad today. Like, I feel like she's going to have a good day, or I feel like, I don't know, something's off. Like, to have that connection speaks volumes. And you saying that already tells me that you're very much connected to something that's here. And my legs are very cold right now.
It is.
My legs are freezing. Real quickly, can
I... It's over here where the cold is.
Yeah. If anyone is here... How do you feel about Nick? Do you like what Nick does here? I'm going to ask something, and I mean this with respect. Were you very upset having those group of people here? Were you very upset with the
I think it's time for us to go.
Thank you. Okay. Nick, thank you so much for telling us your story. And I could tell, like, you're like, you know that something is here. And they're like, I think it's time for you guys to go right now. And we just want to say thank you to whatever is here.
Thank you.
And
we'll be back.
Yeah.
We're safe. We're never going to disrespect you.
That type of group. And we really respect Nick in this space. Okay.
Is anything happening in this door frame here?
Don't say, not in my experience. In my experience, it's always been... the bell, the piano, the front room.
Okay. Every time I walk through this door, Frank, remember I told you I have the headache?
Yeah.
On the left side? I keep doing
it. Oh, here it is. Once again, a huge thank you to the Whittier Historical Society Museum, and of course, most of all, to Nicholas. Thank you guys so much for allowing us access inside the museum for a quick little paranormal investigation, and most of all to Nicholas for everything that you do and all your work and research into preserving Whittier's history. Thank you so much for taking the time to sit down with me and Ansley to share your experiences and your stories, because 'tis the season, right? But we thought that it was really amazing that the museum is so accepting in allowing tours like this throughout their establishment. Other places don't usually do things like this, so we really do appreciate that. If you want to learn more about the Whittier Museum, the Whittier Historical Society Museum, you can follow them on Instagram at Whittier Museum. Their hours of operation, if you want to visit, is Tuesday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturdays from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. And guess what? The admission is free. Yeah, free. Free is a good thing. Free is something that we rarely hear nowadays, right? So you can go and visit, walk through the rooms, really absorb a lot of pieces of history throughout many decades of Whittier. And why not book, just saying, maybe book a ticket
to do a haunted Whittier ghost tour. Where can I do these ghost tours? Well, follow them on Instagram at Haunted Whittier Tours. That's another big thank you we want to give to our friend Jacob, who leads those tours, and he does it with so much gusto and with so much flair. Like, he dresses the part. He has costumes. As a costume designer, he ate during this entire tour with his costume and everything, and we were here for it. So follow them on Instagram at Haunted Whittier Tours. You will find the link for ticket information and purchases. They have 3 events booked. Yes, open for January. You definitely want to take one of them. All of them are really, really great. So you can definitely make a spooky afternoon in Whittier. Because Whittier, you're weird. Go and take a tour of the museum in the afternoon. Grab some dinner across the street. Maybe go antiquing at King Richard's, because that place not only has some antiques, but it has a slew of ghost stories too. And then meet up with Jacob for a haunted ghost walking tour throughout haunted Whittier. I mean, we might book another tour with him because they were that great. And I do know that they are planning more tours within the museum in the future, because this one was actually really successful. And we are definitely planning on going back to do a more in-depth paranormal investigation very soon. Speaking of future episodes, Haunts and Hunts, Holly Weird Paranormal is definitely planning on some more investigations and more haunts. So stay tuned for those episodes. If you love Holly Weird Paranormal, guys, please follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Holly Weird Paranormal, on X at HWP Podcast. We also have a Patreon page. For as little as $1 or more per month, you can support the podcast. And you can also be inducted into our secret podcast society of Saturday Night Ghost Club. And just be sure that once you join, you send us your address so we can ship you your Holly Weird goodies of pins, stickers, and magnets and coasters to rest your haunted iced coffee or tea on. If you want to support the podcast even more, then please give us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. It helps us indie podcasts out a lot more, helps us become more visible. Please drop us a 4 or 5-star review and write a little review. It really means the world to us. Have a ghost story that you're dying to share? Then please send them on to hollyweirdparanormal@gmail.com. For our upcoming Listener's Tales episodes. We love receiving your ghost stories, and we love reading them, and we love scaring Bryce, right? We love hearing the fear in his voice. All right, friends. We hope that you have a wonderful, happy holiday, but most of all, that you have a very safe and happy new year. 2023 can suck it. It could suck it, right? We don't know her. She doesn't sit with us anymore. She doesn't even go to the school, right? So we are very much looking forward to 2024. She's going to be nice. She's going to be filled with positivity, love, good abundance, and good health. Am I right? All right, friends. Stay safe, stay weird, but most of all, stay Holly Weird. Till next time, friends. Yeah.